This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked. You make the coffee and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best reviewed coffee press on the planet at just under $50. And with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50. And we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's AEROPRESS.com/allfantasy. And use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy. And be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-thru, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, all family? It's Ian Carmel. I am hitting the road hard to prepare for my new special, and I want to tell you about some of those dates and what you can see at those dates. January 4th, I'm going to be at the City Winery in New York City. It's me. It's Josh Gondelman. It's Shane Torres. It's Emmy Blotnick. You can get your tickets now to come see that show. It's going to be great. The next day, January 5th, I'm going to be at the City Winery in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And on the 6th, I'm going to be at the City Winery in Boston, Massachusetts, doing my jokes, doing my hour. Please come out and see it. It's going to be great. January 19th and 20th, I'm going to be in Fort Worth at Hyenas Comedy Club. February 1st through the 3rd, me and the AFE boys are going to be doing stand-up and All Fantasy Everything. Come get tickets for that. I'm going to be at Zany's in Chicago, Illinois on February 18th for one show only. Tickets to that are going fast, so make sure you scoop those up. I'm going to be in New Orleans at Sports Drink on March 8th and 9th. And then I'm going to be at the Punchline in San Francisco, March 13th through the 16th, getting ready for my shows the next weekend in Portland at Revolution Hall, March 23rd, where I will be recording my first special in 10 years. Tickets to that are going fast as well. So please scoop those up. And also you can pre-order my book, T-Shirt Swim Club, right now. It's a book about being fat in a world for thin people, growing up fat, fat people in popular culture. It's essays, it's jokes, it's humor, it's how-to, it's wisdom for my sister who's a doctor. And pre-orders help so much. So if you're thinking about getting that book, a pre-order would go a long way to help. It lets the publishers know how hard they should advertise it. Weirdly, the more pre-orders, the harder they go. So yeah, make sure you check all those out. I can't wait to see you. Thank you to everyone who's come out on the road to see me already. And I just love you guys. So it's been great meeting you in person. I want to meet even more of you in person. So I'll see you out there on the road. This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we're drafting candy bars. Our guest today is the stand-up comedian, Daily Show correspondent, just wonderful person overall, Roy Wood Jr. I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and with me, as always, are my friends and comedians, Sean Jordan and David Borey. Let's get into it. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that has a heart out. So let's get into it, baby. Sean Jordan is here. David Borey is here. Roy Wood Jr. is here. Roy, you wanted to draft candy bars. You recently said when you joined this Zoom that you were the number one candy bar seller in the 1996 baseball uniform fundraiser. Is that true?
Indeed, Ramsey High School. We used to sell chips. Like every black high school, you had to sell, and I don't know if it's every black high school, but I know high schools in Birmingham in the 90s.
Yeah.
You all sold some form of a fucking treat or snack to raise money. So it was either turtles or pecan logs, or it was potato chips, or it was Snicker bars. Like, you know, the South is known for having those kids on the off ramp with those random, this is a $3 fundraiser chocolate, but you'd really sell it for $5 and pocket the $2.
We still get, like, in my neighborhood. Yeah. Go on, David.
In San Francisco, there'd be all these kids in my bus stop who were, like, for sure 20. And they'd be like, hey, I'm raising money for my basketball team. I'd be like, you're here with your child.
Yeah.
That's what, we were having dinner in L.A. and somebody was slinging candy bars. And my wife asked some penetrating questions.
You can't pull it. It was crazy.
I was like, I'm going to buy one for sure. We're probably going to buy a few now.
The way I look at it is that if you're lying about selling candy bars for kids, then this is the last thing before robbery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this. Go ahead and buy a candy bar.
So yeah, here's $2, man. Don't rob people.
Yeah. Like, your kid, that's, it's a fundraiser for a good cause, no matter what way you slice it. Also, you walk out of the situation with a candy bar. Like, you can't lose here. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, you do have a candy bar.
And we are drafting those candy bars today on All Fantasy Everything. The way we determine that order of that draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ooh, David wins.
Unnatural victory.
An unnatural victory. He throws a paper against two scissors.
I'm about to shake up the world.
As the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, David, is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do that, I will remind you it's a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
It's a great question.
I just started watching the new season of Winning Time, and a serpentine draft is kind of like what the basketball does on three-man weave. So the people weave, but the basketball itself goes across, down, back across, down, back across, down, back across. Sort of like a snake.
It's a perfect explanation.
Forward, then backwards, forward, then backwards. In the
order. Yeah. I'm a triangle offense guy.
Basically, if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. RIP to Winning Time, by the way.
Oh, is it done?
It's all done. Yeah. I just started the second season. Yeah, done. It's fun, man.
Man, the people playing Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and Kareem especially were like in a show about like actual athletes who exist. It's hard to find people doing that better than Winning Time.
He's that tall.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question about that brother, Quincy. I'll find his last name in a second. I try to make sure to know the names of actors.
Quincy Isaiah. Yeah.
Is it your dream come true to play a legend like that in a beautifully produced series for a network like HBO and then find out you don't have Magic Johnson's blessing because all the Lakers fucking hate the series.
They hate it.
Even Magic?
Magic, yeah. I don't know if Magic hates it, but he for sure ain't co-signing that shit. Kareem hates it. Kareem is like, on the record, I'm going to write an op-ed about y'all.
Right.
Hate. Yeah. Which is so Kareem. Which is very Kareem.
According to the show, he's a real dickhead. So.
Kareem hating it is almost like a seal of approval. Because it's like, he hates everything but the reboot of Veronica Mars at this
point. Exactly.
Like,
Kareem,
yeah. How's Larry Bird feel about it? Larry Bird's just like, yeah, I love it.
Larry Bird's like, what's HBO? I'm on a farm somewhere. Yes, what I love about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is that he doesn't hate tweet. He doesn't talk shit. Fuck that show tweet. He just goes, I wrote 14,000 words for The Atlantic about the disparity between the portrayal of 1980s cocaine culture as it relates to the... It's like, whoa, bro. There'd be some shit woven in there about the AIDS epidemic and it being sensational. Like, you'll, like, feel bad.
Have the system failed Norm Nixon? Just, like, all this stuff.
I'm over here like, just say you didn't party, bro.
Great show. I'm happy for that cast. But that was the one thing I really wish they could have had. I really wish that, you know, the show had been embraced a little more by the actual, you know, people that, you know, the story's being told about.
It would have helped. It would have helped to get a Magic Johnson tweet where it's like the television show Winning Time airs on HBO Sunday nights at 9 o'clock. Just one of those like purely factual Magic Johnson tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the ones where he's like, LeBron James is going to need to score 24 points here and get 12 rebounds. If the Lakers are 25 points down.
Yeah. I wanted it to go. I wanted Winning Time to go like 10, 12 seasons so they would get all the way up to the Magic Johnson late night show.
Oh, yeah.
And that era. The Magic Hour, I think it was called.
Who's playing young Mayim Bialik, like sitting on the panel there?
Yeah. Old Mayim Bialik.
Old Mayim Bialik.
They're going to do the Irishman.
Yeah. Do the CGI young him up.
As long as she doesn't like have to like kick the shit out of Joey Lawrence, I think we'll be able to get away with it.
By the way, I went back. That's one of the best theme songs of all time.
Absolutely.
Blossom, yeah. One of the best theme songs.
In my opinionation, is that that one?
The sun is gonna show.
Yeah, that's a good one.
In your opinionation, David, what will the order of today's draft be?
There he goes.
I got to go first. Sean second, Roy third, Ian fourth.
Ooh, baby.
Hot corner, back to back. Well, let's get right into it. We're not even taking a break before this. David Bohr, you have the first pick in the candy bars. All Fantasy Everything draft. What will that first candy bar be?
You don't fuck with candy all that much, so this is fun.
No, yeah, I don't fuck with candy all that much. You do know that. So that's why this first, I'm going full villain. I want you to know I don't give a shit about you. I hate you. And I'm going to go evil from the jump because fuck you. First of all, number one pick in the candy bar draft, I'm taking Almond Joy.
What?
Something about
Jesus
it.
Fucking Christ.
What are you talking about?
It's delicious.
Fucking
like coconut and nuts.
Yeah, it's good.
It's That's good. Insane. It's Kelly Jordan's favorite candy bar from way back. So
boom.
You got my mom's seal of approval.
AJ and nobody else. I don't give a shit.
Just drafted a role player.
It's going to work out like, better than you all thought.
Need a roll of toilet
paper.
It's going
to work out better than you all thought. Everybody talks shit like Almond Joy hasn't been around for 60 fucking years. It's one of the originators. It started this candy bar shit, and this is the motherfucking thanks it gets? No, I take it where it deserves.
There's been Almond Joys in my freezer for 65 years, too. They've been like...
I like an Almond Joy. I love coconut. I'm with you. I don't
even like candy bars like that, but I like Almond Joy.
I don't know, man. That's
as a kid, I would trade for it after Halloween. Almond Joy.
Really?
Very first pick. Oh,
what a sucker. You would just collect fucking Almond Joys and mounds? Did you eat mounds too,
No. Mounds are for psychopaths.
He feels like a nut.
They're on the same street. That's like Three Musketeers and fucking Milky Way. Like they're
one of them has cousins. A whole thing in their house. One doesn't.
I will say a mounds, your teeth...
The nut's a big difference.
The nut is a big difference because your teeth just
like Snickers
keep going.
To Milky Way.
Yeah. The Mounds is like a gas planet. It's like Venus. You can just keep flying all the way through it, man. It's
weird. I don't acknowledge Mounds.
Almond Joy with the first overall pick?
Yep. Almond Joy. I like the colors. If you gave me an Almond Joy sweatsuit right now, I would wear it out.
Well, that's not fair. Of course.
It is good.
That's
it is
not
good.
That's not fair.
I'd be furious if you didn't. That's probably the dopest sweatsuit you're going to get out of these.
They don't have commercials anymore. They don't have endorsements.
No, like, they go by just on a pure product quality of product. They don't need to go nowhere.
It's a good point you bring up, though. Like, not a lot of these candy bars.
You already know where it's at.
They don't have ads anymore. Like, a lot of these.
Yeah,
because
Almond Joy is
picks.
Like broadcast television. They're letting it die with the baby boomers. Nope. You know what
you're
I mean?
Watch, just go. You're going to watch CBS till this country goes to hell. It's forever and ever, baby.
It was invented in 1946 because by after World War II, we thought anything was possible, including...
First of all, I will say that era, everything was candy.
Yeah,
they were like,
yeah,
we've been rationing meat.
Yeah. Well, the boys came back from the big war and invented a coconut candy bar. Wouldn't you know?
Well,
what are the boys doing out, after they fought the war? Coconut. That's what
they used
doing.
To ship out boxes of mounds to the troops, and every one there would be an Almond Joy. It was the yep, lucky.
And then they would just run onto the beach rather than eat that shit.
They were charged up by the coconut.
They just go get in the boats. Like, there's got to be another battle, right?
They'd run up to those Nazi tanks, stick an Almond Joy to it, and then run away. And then that disappointment would kill Jerry. All right, well, you'll be remembered as a madman or a genius, but there's no in-between there. Sean Jordan, what is your first pick in the candy bar draft?
I gotta go. Just first thing popped in my head, Snickers. It's the best candy bar to me. It's got it all. It's not too big. This is the best one I can think of. It's got all the ingredients that I want. It's been my go-to since day one.
I feel like that's the candy bar that's the closest to real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real. You can't dot that one. It's a real one.
That's such a David thought. Yeah.
And I was ready to accept it. Like, you're right. It is closest to real.
No, because I've had times where I was down bad. I had no money, but like, you get you a Snickers, that'll get you to tomorrow.
Mean, you want to talk about the ad campaigns? You talked to me about Patrick Chewing all day long. What's up, Ryan? You remember that?
Yeah, Patrick Chewing. Well, they've kind of pushed it. So this, I think, and maybe this speaks to how it's not that great of a candy
Don't
bar.
Don't say something you can't take back.
I'm saying everything. Their marketing has been like, are you hungry? Eat this. Which would also be the marketing for like a Clif Bar. You know what I mean? Or like an apple.
Right. Snickers are good for
you. Also the worst thing you could eat if you're fucking hungry. If your body is saying, help your metabolism. And they're like, sugar stick. Like a fucking sugar stick.
We used to get, like, to go skating all day, we'd go get like the biggest Mountain Dew they had and then the biggest Snickers they had. That would be my fuel for the day when I was 16.
Did you order it that way?
My heart beats a little fast now that I'm 41, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm saying that should have been Snickers. Like, Snickers, like, actual marketing campaign. Like, are you too happy? Is your heartbeat too placid? Why wait?
You going on a first date?
I mean, Snickers still advertises, and I mean, they still have, like, all of I will say that if you're just going, and then also just for the sake of this draft, when we draft, we're drafting that brand. And you, like, I can't come behind you and go Snickers almond.
I think I get them all.
Yes, you can. No way.
You can't. No chance. All right.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I think it's in
Snickers.
Play.
I'm picking OG Snickers.
If somebody takes Snickers almond, you're insane.
Speaking of gear, do you remember that I think it's called Smell Your Dick? You remember that song?
Yes,
sir. Let me smell it. That guy had a Snickers.
You thought I wasn't going to remember that.
The guy
song?
In that video was wearing a Snickers jacket, a leather Snickers jacket.
Yeah,
you remember
man.
That?
Yeah.
It was a Snickers NASCAR jacket.
It was crazy. A Snickers jacket.
Ricky Rudd NASCAR jacket. Ricky Rudd was sponsored by Snickers. You can still get these on eBay. Kyle Busch Jr. too.
There's too many Snickers flavors, and I just think there's a big word alert. The Doritofication of American snack foods.
I'll take it.
Is a real problem.
Oh, so you read my thesis?
Well, as you can see, I have all of my honorary degrees.
That's right.
See, I'll take anything you got. Anything.
Just give me regular Snickers. I don't need Snickers peanut butter.
Yeah,
there's peanut brownie. The Snickers ice cream bar wasn't bad, but the problem was that the ice cream and the caramel didn't melt at the same time, at the same rate. So you had a viscosity bite issue. Snickers hazelnut, we don't need. We don't need Snickers made with almond butter. The white chocolate Snickers. It's like, why? Like, I'm sure some of this shit is probably foreign country shit, though.
It's what I think it's just to get your Sean Jordans. This man is a consumer.
They market to me. Give me all the Mountain Dews you can think of. Give me all the Doritos you can think of. I'm all over. I'm in there like swimwear for all of them.
Blasphemy.
I'm not a
Nacho
purist
cheese,
in any
Cool Ranch. The end.
Bro, oh no.
Although that
you don't like taco Doritos?
Said, oh no.
I know this like sounds very much like God created two genders. There are no other flavors of Doritos. Let me correct my inflection.
There's a Cool Ranch and there's a Nacho and that's it.
It's Nacho and Ranch, not Nacho and Steve.
Yeah. You can identify as a spicy sweet chili if you want to, but I know that you're a Cool Ranch. Like
not
it's that,
Nacho
it's that
and
kind
Steve,
of energy.
He said.
Sometimes respect. It's a spinoff thing. Sometimes you get a Joey, sometimes you get a Frasier. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get like a solid spinoff that sticks around.
Frasier's coming back. Anyway.
Yeah, but without Niles, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Roy, it is time for your first pick.
I've been looking at the draft board here, boys, and
Snickers almond.
There's a lot of
it's available.
A lot of good ones to go through here, but pound for pound, and this is also when you're deconstructing a candy bar. It's really good if you eat it piece by piece, like you know, like as a kid. So I'm gonna go with the OG Twix. Preferably caramel.
Damn it.
None of that cookies and cream fuck shit and all of that other stuff that they
what
do
about
with
peanut
the Twix
butter.
And
nonsense. You fuck with the peanut butter Twix?
Nonsense.
You
don't like,
come on. Wild peanut butter Twix.
This is
caramel
this is
only.
Wild. Well, so early in the morning for all these hard to piss is crazy.
It's still on the board. And that's what peanut butter Twix means. Twix is.
Yeah.
That was going to be my first pick. That is fantastic. It's not my
two.
Favorite candy bar.
It's also
it's
two.
Yeah,
it's
you're more,
two.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
The downside to Twix, and I can't explain it, but I feel like the chocolate melts differently.
The chalkier chocolate.
Yeah. It's not the same. And I know it's the same company. I imagine the Twix room is next to the other chocolate that's going for other shit. But for whatever reason, that Twix chocolate, if you catch a bad one, it's bad.
Like, it's bad.
Like certain candy you can eat, you can soldier through stale. You cannot eat a stale Twix. The chocolate flakes off of the
dry
cookies.
Dry Twix.
The caramel is dry. So all you're left is just with a cookie stick, which I can eat by itself, which I low-key, I cannot prove this in a court of law. I believe that the Twix cookie is a Girl Scout trefoil.
I like this. Bring this up.
These are the theories we're here for.
It's a butter cookie for sure in there.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Now we get into the actual crumbling, the way it bites. Uh-huh. Like, listen, the crumb per bite rate is similar to a fucking trefoil.
Yes.
Yeah. So I cannot prove it, but I really feel like if not, then I would suggest someone make homemade Twix.
I'm saying
with Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I would have thought it was a Lorna Doom. Y'all know about Lorna Doones?
I do know about Lorna Doones.
Lorna Doone is a commercial Girl Scout trefoil.
Yeah,
not the same flavor, but if you're jonesing for a Girl Scout cookie out of season, Lorna Doone will get you through.
If you go to like a restaurant where they come up to the table and say, we do things a little different here, it's small plates, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. And you see on the dessert menu, like they've done a homemade Twix. I'm going to get that Twix every time because it's like, it's a cookie forward dessert, or a cookie forward candy bar, which is not common.
Yeah.
Not common. You're not going to get a lot of those in the draft.
Well, and you get a little drum. You can drum before you eat it. You know, you can give yourself a little drum roll.
You
could do
break them,
both
you
at
break
once.
Break them into fourths, dude. It's a texture safari.
You would break them into fourths?
Give yourself walrus tusks with them?
That's fun. That's a fun thing that someone could do.
Yeah. Just leave them hanging out of your mouth.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Go
scrape
your business?
The caramel off the top.
Go is to the bank.
Do we all say, how do we say caramel or caramel? How do we do it? It's caramel, right?
Carmel.
Carmel,
I'm a sure. Caramel guy.
Caramel?
Yeah, caramel.
Right. I'm a caramel guy, but I'm also a heathen.
So do you say Twix would have like cookies and caramel is what you'd say?
That's what I would say, yes.
Wild.
Yeah.
Is that that's wild?
That's wild. Of all the things you're not wearing a mask today, the whole pandemic is wild, but that's just like
that was crazy.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Now it's allergy season. I'm not surprising anybody by saying that. And your boy gets hit extremely hard when it comes to the allergies. I get stuffy nose, feels like I got two blocks of cheese hanging out under my eyes. And then if I try to blow my nose, it just feels like I backed it all up into my brain. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better, which is key. I try to like blow my nose before I go to bed at night, and it just feels like I got like a bunch of 5 o'clock traffic sitting in my brain. There's like no way out. And with Claritin D, it just helps everything. It helps grease the wheels, helps loosen everything up so I can get it out. I can sleep well. I don't have a raspy voice all the time. It's just a very beneficial thing, especially if you use your voice for anything like talking or eating, or if you want to use your head for thinking, anything like that. Claritin D has got you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies. It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Mac Weldon. Now, we are extremely outspoken for our love for Mac Weldon on this show. I can't get enough of it. I have, I think, 7 pairs of Mac Weldon pants, all different colors. It's such a good way to dress comfortably, casually, but also very nice. I find that a lot of guys, they think to look nice, you can't also look comfortable. It is possible to do it, though. Mac Weldon makes such good, comfortable, nice, form-fitting clothing and performance fabrics for guys who just want to look and feel like they look nice. You know what I mean? Without sacrificing comfort. They have a full range of clothes. They never go out of style. Like I said, I have probably 7 pairs of pants. I have 3 pairs of the Ace sweatpants, which just fit perfectly. They honestly make you look like you're one of the models. The underwear I have, they're not just the skimpy ones that they go down your leg a little bit, which, you know, I'm old enough to admit I want that. I have a couple nice like stretchy t-shirts and the polo shirts. I'm telling you, the polo shirts are so nice to put on. You just feel like a professional golfer immediately, but you look cool, much unlike a lot of professional golfers. I'm telling you, I love them. And like I was saying, some people just want to look, you know, good and comfortable without calling attention to themselves. And that is exactly where Mack Weldon comes in. The performance fabric is breathy, but it doesn't look techy. You know, it doesn't have that like shine. You're not going to look like a high school football coach who's trying too hard. You're going to look exactly how you think you're going to look in your mind, like the Matrix, that residual self-image. That's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, I swear by it. Go poke around on the website. You will find something that you like. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code ALLFANTASY. Again, that's MACWELDON.com, promo code all fantasy.
It's time for my first pick and then my second pick, as it is a serpentine draft.
It's like a 3-man weave. If you
did 3-man weave, I gotta go. I might have to go crazy here. It's the fourth pick. It's a late first round. This is where you can get a little spicy with it. I'm taking a Take 5 bar.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jeez. What the fuck?
Yeah. The whole thing is the 5 layers, right? Don't they have like some cherry in there, right?
It's
cherry, got nuts, nougat.
I don't think that there's cherry involved.
Am I an asshole? Really?
Yeah, well, you're an asshole, but I
thought there was some pink in there. No?
No.
Right?
No.
No. I don't even think I've ever had a Take 5 bar. I feel like that's on the same shelf with O. Henry's and Fifth Avenue's.
Oh! It looks so like a nutrition bar. It looks like they should sell a Take 5 at GNC.
Like a Weight Watchers bar or something.
The Reese's Take 5.
It is a super group. It's chocolate, peanut butter, caramel, peanuts. And hold on for a second here. Now, wait a minute. If you have a second, I'd love to tell you the fifth ingredient.
Sure.
pretzel, dude. It's got pretzel in there. It's got pretzel in there.
Lot the pretzels are good for you.
A lot of different groups at that party. I'm not sure you can make sure a fight doesn't break out.
It's going great. Well, so what? Sometimes that happens. That doesn't mean it's not a good party.
This was pitched and approved and produced. It's real.
In God's kingdom by Jesus, pitched this and approved,
was made
and then
in the
handed
same
down
vein
to
of the guys who made Weekend at Bernie.
Yeah.
It was some guys who got an eight ball and were like, let's make a candy bar.
I'm not saying cocaine wasn't involved in the creation of Take Five or in the consumption later on by me.
Those five ingredients sound like a prison yard to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pretzels got to hang with the caramels. And if you're not good with the caramels, you got to get over there with the peanuts. Hey, this is too much. This is too much.
Get me in there with it. Oh, Roy, funny you should say, in Canada, it's known as the O. Henry Level Up. So it is in that same family. But yeah,
chaos.
You're going to see people. I know the people online are going to have my back on the Take Five. It is a passionate. It might not be a smaller first rounder. Passionate.
Oh. Well, thank God all the people online are going to get your back. They know what's going on for
Notoriously
sure.
Notoriously a trustworthy group.
This feels like the tight end of candy bars. Like you didn't have to draft this high.
Would you rather have Rob Gronkowski or Zach Wilson? Because I feel like I just got Gronk.
Well, Almond Joy's off the board, so he couldn't go with first round talent.
Right, exactly. Zach
to.
Wilson's gone.
Hey, I came from the heart. I love my little weird team.
I'm with it. Take Five, Playboy. I feel you.
Take Five is a bold first move.
And it's mine.
All right.
Take Five, Mark.
I've never had one.
You think now I gotta go fucking crazy for the rest of my picks?
He's back to back on his pick.
And now I gotta go Emeritus pick. This has been my lifelong favorite candy bar. When I was on the Late Late Show, I mentioned it, and they sent me 200 of them, the company. Oh, 200 of these bad dudes. Fresh, by the way. I'm taking the Butterfinger.
Yeah.
Oh, crispity, yes. Crunchity, peanut buttery.
Peanut buttery.
Only gripe is it sticks in my teeth. That's the only thing.
That was always what was hard for me, too. I'm eating it for 20 minutes after.
Can I tell you something on behalf of myself and the Butterfinger Corporation?
They have a new formula.
It doesn't stick in your teeth as much. Taste hasn't changed.
Okay. You're the representative for R.L. Butterfinger. I didn't know that.
They went right from Bart Simpson to Ian Carmel, and it was a seamless transition.
Because the Butterfinger's another one that's tricky when it's stale.
Amen. It's kind of the same. It's a slightly different chocolate problem.
It's stale, though. It's always stale, I feel.
But when it's fresh, it's perfect, bro.
It's perfect.
When the orange inside of a Butterfinger looks a little oily or greasy or shiny, like you got a good one. But when it's chalky like a Chico stick, where it's just like this pale, dusty orange.
Shout out on the Chico stick.
I can just look at the interior. One bite, I know what I'm working with. It's my fault when you roll the dice with a fucking parking deck snack machine.
Yeah.
It's like no one on the fifth floor is, the re-up on this machine is probably twice a year. So this shit's been in here a while. Yeah,
the person who stocked that machine's grandchildren are dead. Like, it's like that level. You'll go in there, you'll find, like, cigarettes without warnings on them in the same vending machine.
I feel like my issue with them is I feel like the majority of Butterfingers I've had in my life are some type of bite size given out at school.
Yeah.
And that they were always hella stale.
Yeah.
Because that middle part is like eating something that's not food when they're bad.
Well, you get that chocolate that like the sometimes if you get an old one, it's like the chocolate and the Chico stick have been on a long road trip together and they weren't that good of friends. So like when they finally get to your mouth, they're just like, all right, I'm out. And like they immediately, like the chocolate's out, you know, and then the Chico stick's on its own. Like, well, I had a good time.
I feel like the bigger a Butterfinger, the higher the chances you're going to get a good one.
Yeah.
Am I crazy? It feels like the little ones are usually not great. The tiny bite sizers.
Because real connoisseurs are keeping those king size moving. That's why.
Yeah. Because fun size just sits up post Halloween until whenever your doctor finally can get rid of that bullshit. Whatever reception desk you're at.
I'm going to have to scrape it out of my cold dead carcass.
Yeah. Now, I was going to go with... I'm next, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to go with a mainstay from my high school fundraising days. This was the one candy bar that kept me in debt. Because I was one of those kids, I didn't tell you this off air, I very much got high on my own supply when we were selling snacks.
Oh, yeah.
I would fucking fuck up my own supply, and then the money would be due, and then I'd have to reimburse myself by stealing money out the register at the Subway I worked.
Yeah.
By writing off sold sandwiches as burnt bread. It was a complicated system. Wolf of Wall Street, penny stock type shit, but we pulled it off.
Statute of limitations just came up on that. So
all this is 94 Birmingham. I'm good. 100 grand bar.
Yes. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I love Rice Krispie treats. I love Chewy. And the caramel in the 100 grand to me is superior to all. Only the caramel cube is a more superior piece of caramel. This is better than Milky Way. It's better than Snickers caramels, better than Twix caramel. The fucking 100 grand bar. Two little mini fun size in the same little pack. And yeah, that's the one. A little crumbly on the bite. It's not really something you can eat on the go. Or
no.
Like, I wouldn't recommend it on a plane and just have chocolate bits on your shirt. Your
Roy, it's a $100,000 bar. You're eating this with a knife and a fork at a white tablecloth restaurant, my friend. This is not...
After my small plates.
Yeah. I like that it's a little chewy. It's kind of chewy, you know? It'll sit in there for a while. I like
but not
grand.
Snatch your fillings out chewy as a man over 40.
No.
Which is what I have to be concerned about. Shout out to sugar babies.
Yeah, I had a filling snatched out one time by like a square, one of those square caramel things.
My people had my filling snatched out by the Nazis.
By the Nazis.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Who sells that candy bar?
Cadbury, weirdly. The 100 grand bar is fantastic. And also, I never think about it enough. I'm never like, let me pop over to 7-Eleven for a 100 grand bar. But when I get one, it's always a joyous occasion.
It's like carrot cake. It's just there amongst other shit, but you never seek it out. It's never the thing you're in the store for.
You want to hear something crazy?
That's still go out and get.
Carrot cake? And maybe we'll do a cake draft one day? It's my favorite cake.
Whoa. I don't know, man.
Favorite cake, number one. Unless I can take ice cream cake, which feels like cheating.
Your favorite cake has vegetables?
That's right.
You want me to bum you out real quick? My favorite cake is German chocolate.
That's all right. That was pre-Nazis, I think. We can't write off everything the Germans did. Dirk Nowitzki, German cake.
This guy loves coconut from way back.
Yeah.
I do. I like mounds, man. I'm not.
Franz Wagner?
Yeah, I just think you could have got it later, but I'm with
Germans. Did the Germans drop that cake after World War II? Like on some apology shit?
They should.
When did that recipe come out?
They should have. They absolutely should have. They were like, all right, we've been sitting on this.
Sorry, we've dropped the cake. No.
Sorry.
Sorry, we've dropped the cake.
Oh, well, shit. Oh, whoops. Sorry, I just mixed up my draft board. There we go. Sean Jordan, 100 grand bar off the board. Sean Jordan, you got the Snickers. What else is going in your bag?
When I had a paper out, when I was a kid, I started my paper out when I was like 8 or something. Took it all the way through late middle school, which was a mistake. But a mainstay through that whole time was I'd get a hot chocolate and then I'd get a Caramello. So Caramello is my second pick.
Stretch it out.
Caramello.
That's a great commercial.
You really only get 4 bites if you're doing it right. You can't bite one of the cubes in half. That's just ludicrous. So it's only a 4 bite candy bar, but it's action packed. Real simple.
Runny caramel.
I love
very
it.
Loose.
But you pop the whole thing and it's like that gum that bursts in your, you know, like a gusher, but like candy. Gushers.
I remember that candy bar being melty as a bitch.
Yeah.
I remember it was so melty.
That wasn't a real pocket candy bar. You kind of ate it like outside of the gas station.
And I was a warm-handed child, so it was a problem.
Hot little hands.
I had to get old to realize it was a fallacy, but yeah. I was a hot-handed kid.
Yeah,
this one is not a fan of this one. I'm a fan of you. I love you, and far be it from me as someone who took Take 5 first. But I don't know this one. But I think there's a deep emotional wound because my last name is Carmel, and if you don't think people called a little fat kid Caramello, Ian Caramello, that was
damn it.
I could, if my last name was fucking roast beef, or like if I was Ian Beef Wellington, I would not have had a harder childhood.
Well, you'd have a lot more money if you were Ian Beef Wellington.
If I was Ian, if I was Lord Wellington, dude, for sure. But like it was a fucking tut to be in the 90s, which was probably the last golden age of making fun of fat kids. With the last name that sounded like a candy was a hard road.
Yeah. No, you ain't wrong.
But that's not the Caramello's fault. They couldn't have known that. No. But still, it's hard to see this go. Oh my God, you can buy Caramello spread.
Yeah, baby.
That's cheap code. I don't like that. That's like people who buy the Biscoff spread instead of Nutella. It's like, eat a Biscoff.
I fucking, on an airplane? Are you kidding me?
They got those for sale at Costco. I didn't know those are Stroop waffles.
You should be, you need to be 30,000 feet above the Earth's crust to enjoy a Biscoff.
It tastes different in the air. I can't explain it. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not champagne unless it's from that valley in France, and it's not a fucking Biscoff unless you sit next to someone farting in the khakis while they read a USA Today.
Yeah. Unless you sit next to a nurse on Delta.
That's right. Yeah.
It's the great equalizer. Everybody wants their snack. It's one thing about a plane. Everyone's like, you want a snack? It doesn't matter how arrogant you are, how much money you have. Everyone's like, yes, I'd like a snack.
Yeah, I'll dig through your little basket.
I don't know. Everyone's a little kid on a plane. Anyway, caramel.
David, time for your second and third picks, bud.
Another classic. I got to take, or not another classic.
Another classic.
Another bad creation?
ABC, BBD.
Boys, man, I'm taking a Crunch bar.
Yeah.
Oh, a Nestle Crunch.
Nestle Crunch. Just a classic. It was the first candy bar I ever fucked with where it was like, you got more mileage out of it because you would just suck on it till you got to the Krispies. Does that make sense?
Story of my life, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. It depends on what kind of savage you are. It's like a Hershey bar, which is just, do you bite the chocolate and crunch, crunch, and chew, chew, chew? Or do you just throw it up in your jaw and just let the slow time release of chewing tobacco drizzle out?
This is how I knew I was aging. I started out with a crunch, crunch, smash. And then as I got into my elder years, yeah, I was a drizzle. I was a slow drizzle. I love it.
It's one of those candy bars that, like, if you break it, it breaks like the meth on Breaking Bad. Like, it just shatters into pieces. You know what I mean? It's not like
that's the most South Dakota reference you've ever made. a crunch bar breaks like the meth.
Do y'all?
And it says crunch on it.
It's great. Like, are you like in a, like a little like in a basement somewhere cooking up back alley crunch bars?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's breaking it into glass, shatters a crunch bar.
Your blue mat. It is blue. It comes in a blue. It is blue. My God. Is a Nestle Crunch the inspiration for Breaking Bad?
I believe so.
Do y'all feel like you used to see Nestle Crunch everywhere and now you don't really see them anywhere?
It was big and then it fell off for sure.
What happened to those?
I don't know, but you're right. They're not even in the little bite-sized guys anymore.
I will say this.
Their partners have taken over.
Going back to the Frasier Joey analogy.
Yeah.
Nestle Crunch Bar, hands down, probably one of the best spinoff treats, the Nestle Crunch Bar, which I would argue is more iconic than the Nestle Crunch candy bar, the ice cream bar. The Nestle Crunch ice cream bar.
Oh, yeah. You might be right about that.
The Nestle Crunch ice cream bar to me is superior to its, to the OG, to the original.
It's like a Nepo baby that outpaced its famous parent. It's like Chris Pine.
Yeah, it's Ken Griffey Jr.
It's Ken Griffey Jr. It's Ken Griffey Jr. It's a Ken Griffey Jr. situation.
The Nestle Crunch bar is good, solid. Ken Griffey Sr. Perfect. Yeah. Everyone loved you. But man, that son, have you seen it? Son on that ice cream truck in the fucking school freezer, just fucking killing shit.
That bar is fantastic.
They didn't do too much. It's just ice cream and then the shell, which is a Nestle Crunch shell. There's not too many ingredients.
That's it.
Ice cream and the crunch shell.
If there is one criticism to be levied at the Nestle Crunch bar is that there's not a lot going on with it. And I mean, God bless it. It was invented in the 1930s. What was it supposed to do? You know what I mean? It was like these other ones, the Take Five stood on the shoulders of giants. But adding that vanilla ice cream element is a welcome addition.
The Take Five that's like a fucking Xbox 360. Nestle Crunch is like an NES classic, and you just got to respect the bare basics of it.
Yeah.
It's just little square so you can feel like you're not a savage and eating all of it at one fucking time.
Yeah, I am, but it doesn't have to feel like that. David, excellent pick. And your third pick.
Man, this one is like, you remember in the 90s, there was a lot of candy innovation.
Sure.
And there was oftentimes a race to get the newest, freshest shit. And I remember when this dropped and having it and being like, oh shit, the game's changed. This is different now. I'm taking a Hershey's cookies and cream pie.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. I thought I could get that late for sure. Because it came out.
Sweet.
No, it's another one you got to eat slow. It's not a chomper. It's not like I got 5 minutes. I got to be back.
It's rich. You
take your time with it.
Yeah.
Because it's white chocolate.
And yeah.
White chocolate is a whole nother fucking game. That's like sipping whiskey.
That's what I'm saying. It's for a refined palate.
This candy bar is finding Hato Turkaloo beyond the arc, dude. It's in Brad Miller in the Post.
It's a Jason Williams. It's more of a 10-year-old's candy bar than an 8-year-old's candy bar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's for refined palates.
Yeah. It pairs well with wine.
Yeah.
It is, man. This also, like when you were a kid, for the most part, you were opening candy bars and they looked like chocolate. You're opening, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden this one, like a lot of stuff was happening. There was a green Power Ranger all of a sudden. He had like a dragon shaped Zord. And then there was like a candy bar. You opened it and it was white. It was crazy looking.
Did you say Zord?
Yeah. Something like that. What are they called? Max Zords? The Zords?
What?
I'm trying to think, there was another like candy bar around that same time that was like some weird new innovator.
Nestle had the Alpine White back in the day, if you remember.
Yeah, that was for supremacists though.
Yeah, it was like,
yeah, even the commercial was a white woman singing.
Yeah, I wasn't drawn to it.
It's seriously, that theme song was in my head last night.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S.
Yeah.
And sweet
creamy. Yeah, she goes creamy white, Alpine white. Nestle makes it, and you're like, bro, this is so.
And
it was like they're in the Alps. Is that what you just said? Like on a horse or some shit? And you're like,
sure. Germany did release that after World War II. That did come.
That's a Nazi part.
I can see why white people feel like they're losing the country. If you took that commercial off TV, like that was like a good fucking subliminal white power. Like, white is the best.
I don't even know if it was in your face. Yeah, that was crazy.
No, Michael McDonald handed the baton directly to that woman, and then she just threw it into the ocean. Nobody else has picked it up.
I don't think my mom would have bought it if I gave it to her at the grocery store. Like, if I put that in the cart, she'd be like, you got to go back.
Yeah.
I'm not getting this.
I'm trying to think when I started fucking with white chocolate. Like, that's like, that was some shit that you just stumble upon, like, at some wedding reception.
Yeah.
I remember it was when Hershey's did the black and white kisses. That was my first ever introduction.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? The hugs they were called?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the beginning of it.
I feel like we discovered that. It was one of those periods where it was like, you date a girl for a while. And then you break up with her, date somebody else. And then you're like, wait a minute, she was the one. You go back and you marry that one. And it was like chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. And then it was like, what about white chocolate? Then you're like, no, I got to go back to chocolate eventually. Like, our country did that with white chocolate.
I feel like white chocolate. I feel like my mom, that was like the only thing she pushed on me was white chocolate. Where she's like, you got it. White chocolate is the good, I swear she was about it when I was a kid.
Which is crazy because it's not even chocolate, right?
No.
It's coke. It's like a different part of the cocoa bean or something like that.
It is cacao. I thought it was something different.
Let me dig into it while Sean Jordan makes his next pick.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, we all have things that stress us out. If you don't, then hit me in the DMs. Let me know your secret. I have been trying my whole life to figure out what to do about that. We keep them bottled up. You know, it starts to affect you negatively. I don't care who you are. It just does. You take it out on people. One day it's like the dishes are piling up or whatever. And then you're having a fight over parking space. It just, they bottle up and they come out in negative ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Everybody has things that bother them. It could be your best friend in the world. It could be your partner. there's always stuff. That's just human nature. And you don't want to bottle it up. You want to tell people. Sometimes you don't want to tell the person because it doesn't really matter that much, you know, but you want to tell someone. You want to feel like you've been heard. I live in the world. I get how it is. And telling someone, it's always the best. What do you, you know what I mean? You call your best friend, you vent a little bit. You had a rough day at work, you vent. That's what therapy is. It's just somebody who lets you vent and they don't need to vent themselves. Come on, it's perfect. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online, like a ton of things these days. It's extremely convenient. You don't got to get up. You don't got to go to the office. You don't got to sit in traffic. You just sit there on the laptop. It's convenient for you. It's flexible. We all got different schedules. You know, you're working nights. They want to work with you. They can help you out. They suit to your schedule. You just go out, you fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you don't get the right fit right away. They want it to work just as bad as you want it to work. So give it a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Sometimes I want to feel sophisticated when I have a candy bar. I want to be able to take it to a dinner party and break it up a little bit. I want to feel well-traveled. So I'm going to take a Toblerone.
Oh, right, okay, this way,
I didn't know we were going to Europe.
The Reader's candy bar.
Oh my God. Motherfucking diplomatic immunity.
Like an investment banker.
You get like 15 pieces. They make Toblerones the size of my leg. They're all over the place. There's, you know what I'm talking about? Those big ass, like yard long Toblerones.
Yeah. Those, yeah. That's the chocolate for people trying to figure out, you know, how to fucking run the country.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, yeah. Influence elections.
So if we're going to rig this election, we need to meet next Thursday. Bring the Toblerones. And then,
yeah, it's a Bohemian Grove candy.
And the Ghirardelli chocolate. Did I pronounce that right? I'm a broke bitch.
I worked at the Cheese Island at Hy-Vee, and I didn't think I'd find a new candy bar in the Cheese Island. And that's where they sell the Toblerones. And I'd never had one. Didn't I open it, and I was like, no way. It's just a candy bar in the Cheese Island, in the fanciest part of Hy-Vee, you know?
It's hard to get your jaw around a Toblerone every now and then. You know what I mean? It's hard, like, you got to really like, it takes up a lot of real estate.
Break off a little triangle.
Nah.
All right. All right, then, sorry. I don't mean to piss you off.
White chocolate is sugar, milk, and cocoa butter, but no cocoa solids.
Okay. It is the superior chocolate in flavor. I do think there is something to, like, I wonder, like, I was very, very ignorant to Toblerone to start. I will admit that. I was very anti. Just because, hey, man, I got my rotation. I know what the fuck I like.
Yeah.
I don't need nothing else. And they're like, trust me, you haven't had chocolate. Do you have this fucking chocolate? And I was like, fuck, you're right. This shit really
Who was in your face telling you that?
a woman I no longer date. I should have listened to her because she was trying to make my life better and I just kept rejecting goodness, and I don't understand why you won't let happiness into your heart. And
so this is a different draft.
What is the Toblerone really, Roy? What are we really talking about when we're talking about Toblerone?
As a player who has rolled it.
Why won't you let anyone love you?
I got my candy bar rotation.
I hope she's listening.
She is.
Yeah, man.
Roy, the Toblerone cannot be in your rotation because Sean just took it. But what candy bar is?
We're going to stay white chocolate, and we're going to go Kit Kat. The white chocolate Kit Kat.
Oh, those are good.
It's not as common. It's not everywhere.
It's Christmas, I feel like, right? It's just Christmas?
For the most part. And then it's in, and then you're back into, is this a fresh shipment or is this leftover Christmas white chocolate I'm about to buy in June?
I'll take leftover Christmas.
The Kit Kat, the white Kit Kat has also made its way into the Halloween candy sphere because it looks like skeleton buns.
Indeed, the white and orange labeling, the Kit Kat branding is already orange naturally. So, yeah, I'm going white chocolate Kit Kat. That's the one. I know that there's been some posts online about people biting Kit Kats the wrong way.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And apparently you're not supposed to, like,
from the top
you're supposed
down,
to
like
break for- them. You're supposed to break them into singles and eat the single stick. But apparently there's mad men who just bite that bitch.
Who just goes in there and doesn't break it off.
You mean eats it like a square, like a sandwich?
Yes.
That's the only psychopath test I need.
That's the kids who chop the top of the string cheese. You're going to go to juvie.
I'd switch schools if I saw a kid doing that.
This is a good opportunity to talk about the world of Kit Kat bars outside of America and how much they fucking wash us in terms of, like, the flavors they have available. Like,
raspberry.
In Japan, they're like fucking green tea. They got, like, mango and shit. They're, like, going crazy with the Kit Kats overseas, man.
Mm-hmm. The best, they don't have it anymore, but in Tokyo, Japan, 2009, ginger ale Kit Kat is the best thing I've ever had in my life. And you can't even buy it anymore. It
that
doesn't exist.
So what? Gross. It's
gone. Are you serious? He says gross to you?
Yeah, it does. That sounds crazy. I'm sure it'd be good.
That's like...
No, to some, it's terrible. There's also a wasabi flavored and a strawberry flavor. And I also saw a guy eating this wasabi and strawberry flavor at the same time. And the idea of, like, a spicy, strawberry-ish thing intrigued me, but I didn't do it.
You know, that guy's putting lines of Coke in between each one of the Kit Kat ridges.
That's a Michelin chef right there, man. That's like...
No, I've had the wasabi ones and I've had the strawberry ones and they're great. They're fun. Strawberry
Well, have
so.
You... Have you had a Tony's Chocolonely? Because that's my third pick.
A what?
A Tony's Chocolonely. You know it if you see it. It's that.
Is this a regional candy bar?
No, that's a guy
in the Bronx that just got broken up with.
Tony's Chocolonely. It's not a regional candy bar,
You're
but
picking
it
a
is.
Pasta.
It's an expensive. What it is an expensive grocery store chocolate. Hold you know on, what I'm talking about? If you Google Tony's Chocolonely, it's got a specific branding. It. Definitely came out, like, it feels like it hit the national scene, like, within the last 10 years. It is a Portland, Oregon-ass candy bar, though they don't make it there. But it's a hipster candy bar.
Oh, I've had those. They're vegan. Those are vegan, right?
They're delicious as well. I don't know if they're vegan or not. What
this
they are is delicious.
Trader Joe's candy.
I know exactly. They sell them at, is it Whole Foods? What do we just have here? New Seasons. They sell them
at
New Seasons.
You can definitely get it there. Yeah. It is a Dutch. It's a Dutch chocolate bar. It's from Amsterdam. I don't think it's vegan. It's definitely not vegan.
Really? I thought my vegan buddy told me to buy him some. So he's a liar.
They might make vegan ones. This isn't vegan. It's just a delicious. It's from Amsterdam milk chocolate bar. It's tasty. It's chunky. It's blocky. It's got a great chocolate to it. I dig the packaging. It's the kind of packaging where I'm like, I think this is better for me.
Is this one of those candy bars where on the back of the label it tells you the fucking story of the guy who
absolutely
fucking, my uncle
absolutely
used to have a field, and in that field he found a cocoa bean, and then with that single cocoa bean he started the company.
My uncle Bernard Chocolonely.
Exactly, and he never mentions his parents' vast wealth or anything like that. Yeah, it's exactly that. It's exactly
good.
That
means,
kind of
that
candy
means
bar.
It's good. That means it's good.
And I am a Caucasian 38-year-old from Portland, Oregon, and I love that kind of shit. If you have a story, if there's a short story, if there's a George Saunders short story on your product, I'm going to buy it. I don't care what it is. I'm in. And time for my fourth pick. Wow. All right, I'm going to go fucking crazy. This is a situational candy bar. This is situational. Mm-hmm. This is, I'm stuffed. I had a big dinner and not that great of a restaurant. I'd skip dessert, but I do have a tiny bit of a sweet tooth. We're on our way out. What's that by the check-in desk? An Andy's Mint? I'll take one of those. I'm taking Andy's Mint.
Does that count?
Yes.
It's a tiny bar. Tiny little bar of candy.
Tiny little bar of candy.
Flat-ass mini Kit Kat.
It is a tiny little bar of candy.
It's just enough. It's chocolate. It's mint. It melts in your mouth. I'm on my way out. It doesn't even count as dessert.
You know what's wild is that you never want a second one.
Nope.
That is wild.
Yeah.
It's just enough.
You don't need, yeah.
The portion size is correct.
Would be overpowering, I think.
The first one's good, but you don't need a second one. Mm-hmm.
When I get like fun size candy bars, I always get like three. So in my mind, this equals a candy bar.
Yeah.
So I've had a candy bar. Andy's Mint. Yeah, that's solid.
Andy's Mint.
Damn, that's a good one.
Had to take it. Roy, time for your fourth pick.
I'm going Baby Ruth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Only because Superior Nougat, hands down, the worst structural design of any fucking candy bar.
You're going to be wearing that motherfucker halfway through.
You take one bite and fucking Baby Ruth chocolate just drizzles down your fucking chest and all over the place. It is a horrid design. And they've done nothing to flatten it or... And what is this flake chocolate that y'all are using anyway? This is another one where the chocolate is in a... Same building, but different chocolate. Don't know how. But the nougat is fucking worth it. It's
when
worth the mess.
Will Congress approve infrastructure spending for the Baby Ruth bar so we can fix this woeful situation? How many more bars have to collapse?
You have to eat it straight up and down if you don't want to get any mess on you. You have to tip your head all the way back and take a bite so the chocolate just falls into your mouth like cliffhanger.
It's another one of those melty, melty chocolates.
Yeah.
It's also a fun fact. It's one of those situations where, like, if you're a young little, like, intellectual kid like I was, you can learn a fact, which is, you know, it's not named after Babe Ruth. It's named after Grover Cleveland's daughter or, like, whoever it is, like, kind of thing. And then you can be annoying about it. You get a little, like, factoid. So two treats for me.
I think that's dank. That's a good fact. Yeah.
I think, yeah. Baby Ruth. That's my one.
Baby Ruth. Sean Jordan.
I'm a savory boy. I've always liked savory more than sweet. So really the one savory candy bar I could think of was also, I just love it. My grandma used to give them to me, salted nut roll. Kind of Baby Ruth-ass candy bar.
Yeah.
Without the chocolate. It's just like salt, nuts, and then like a cream in the middle, kind of. Sounds buck when I describe it like that. But,
oh, these things.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're really good. And the nuts adhere with like a loose caramel. It keeps all the nuts like together.
Yeah. It's kind of like a pecan log a little bit. Is that nougat in the center? I don't know what it is.
It's like nougat.
It is nougat.
But it tastes like butterscotchy or something. It's got a certain kind of taste to it.
It's hard to say
that's your favorite candy bar in middle school. I'll tell you.
I bet it is.
It's a tough one to claim. Like, you're like, yeah, I'm a salted nut roll guy.
You were raised by your grandparents. This is your...
Real close.
This is clearly my grandparents had custody of me.
Yeah, when I went to my grandma's crib, she'd have a basket of candy bars. And this is one of three that were always in there. I'd be like, it was a whole bit. I'd be like, I'm hungry. And she'd go to the cupboard. And like to your point earlier, where it's like, I should have got food, but
some untrustworthy, either there's something either whimsical or untrustworthy, and I can't put my finger on it, about a candy bar that doesn't feel like it has to have a silly name.
It's good, man. You'd like it. I know you pretty well.
This is like an Obie Trice candy bar.
Have you ever seen it? It's very bare bones. Have you ever real name, no gimmicks.
Real
just
name, no
roll
gimmicks.
A nut, bro.
Salted
I mean, all it
nut
is.
Roll.
It's all it is.
This is like what they would call
roll.
A candy bar in the Soviet Union. It's not called like a Zizzle Zazzle Or yeah, like Piccadilly Surprise, it's salted nut roll.
What do you want to do with the wrapper?
I have my salted nut roll rations.
And because it is secular holiday in place of Christmas, it is time for your salted nut roll. Enjoy.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic. David, time for your fourth and then your final pick in the lightning round.
My fourth, this is a weird one. I feel like it never got its due, but I've always been a huge fan. I'm taking a whatchamacallit.
Yeah, oh, bro, yeah. That was going to be my last pick. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And the only flat, thick candy bar, it's the only one that's like flat and thick. They're all either flat and thin or like, yeah, dude, it's, you could hurt someone with that. It's like a leather jack.
If you go into a black hole, there's a whatchamacallit at the base of it.
Yes. Yeah. It's another one that I feel like got pushed on us real hard in the 90s, and I bought all in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whatchamacallit. Yeah.
The 1920s and the 1990s.
Chocolatey. Yeah.
They had the fun commercials. What's in the middle? Whatchamacallit. Yep. I'm in.
They just never thought of a name. They had a placeholder.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. Back around to it.
Cocky. They were in their bag, their candy bag. Yeah, David, what's in your candy bag? The final pick.
Seriously.
Ooh, okay. How do I round this out? You know what? I've always been a big fan of this candy as a genre. So I'm going within that genre. I'm taking a Reese's Fast Break.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reese's as a brand it's consistent. Like, I'm giving you shit about the Take Five, but in terms of how they integrate peanut butter into different flavor combinations.
Exactly.
Nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing better.
A lot. And I feel like Fast Break was their first bar, if I'm not.
Does that have cherry? Am I a prick? One of these has cherry.
Why do you keep trying to push cherry?
I don't think
cherry.
Any of these have cherry, my dude.
Nothing has cherry, dog.
Nothing has cherry.
Big candy, if you're listening, put cherry in some candy.
I'm right here.
You're big candy on the internet?
Yeah. I've been here the whole time.
Big candy, baby.
No, sir. None of these have cherry. There's like a cherry. There's one that has cherry in the name that has cherry. Sean, why don't you pick a cherry candy? It's your pick.
Twin Bing, baby.
What? Oh, you fucking goober.
I love a Twin Bing. And they got cherry.
Twin Bing.
They look like poop, honestly. If you look at them.
Look at this shit.
I have not even heard of these. You're taking some Midwest candies. Well, and that is your birthright.
South Dakota, baby. Drafting born and raised.
From Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Twin Bings. It's my Aunt Leslie's favorite candy. She put me on.
Oh, well, I knew Leslie liked it. I wouldn't have said anything.
I love them, man. My mom will still send me Ziploc bags full for the holidays.
Toblerone and Twin Bings.
Twin Bing.
Yeah, anyway, they got cherry in them. So there you go. And they look
all over the shop.
What is the shell of it, though? This does look like a turd.
It's like chocolate peanut butter. It's like if you, seriously,
it looks like a macaroon to the naked eye. Like if I walked upon this, I'd be like, this is a macaroon. But then you slice it.
Pretty much. It's like peanut butter chocolate mashed together. It looks nutty. Like if you did scrunch a poop into a little ball, it would look like that, I think.
With cherry nougat in the center.
Yep.
It's a wild man's pick.
It's a wild man's pick. Roy, easy, your final pick. Joy.
This is a lot. I have a lot of candy bars that, you know, I'm going to be looking to pick up in free agency.
Absolutely.
At the conclusion of this draft. But I think I have to round out my team. I got to go traditional, man. I got to go Milky Way.
Yeah.
I know everybody loves the Snickers, but I think the Milky Way is smoother. It's easier. It's basically a Snickers for people with a peanut allergy. It's really all this shit.
Well, sometimes
is.
You don't want to smash a peanut. I mean, yeah, Snickers is just you don't got to fight to.
There's times where that's what I want.
It's good to have a single hitter in the lineup, man. Somebody who gets on base. Time for my final pick. I'm going the Heath Bar.
Yeah.
On its own.
Wow, very adult.
You're a big smack in your teeth blizzard. Guy, huh?
I like
very,
it.
Very
like
that whatchamacallit land right there. Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah. Heath. It has an easy name. Heath. It has a person's name. It's like a Craig bar or a Dave bar.
Dave
Heath,
bar.
Baby. Isaac, those are our picks. What's your pick? Is the super producer pick?
No one took Three Musketeers, right?
No, it's on the board, baby.
I'll take that. Yeah, it is actually one of my favorites, and I'm glad that it was on the board.
fluffy
Our own personal D'Artagnan taking the Three Musketeers. Oh, fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
To recap, David, you went first. You took the Almond Joy. And then the Nestle Crunch, the Hershey's Cookie and Cream, the Whatchamacallit, and the Fast Break Bar. Bomb. John, you went second. You took the Snickers, the Caramello, the Toblerone, the Salted Nut Roll, and then the Twin Bing. Roy, you went third. You took Twix, 100 Gram Bar, White Chocolate Kit Kat, Baby Ruth, Milky Way. I went last. I took the Take Five, the Butterfinger, the Tony's Chocolate Only, the Andy's Chocolate Mints, and the Heath Bar. We're out here.
Andy's Mint is a solid.
What are you picking up in free agency, Roy? Rip them off real quick.
The Zero Bar.
Because
I'm a nougat addict. The Zero Bar and then the Reese's Classic Peanut Butter Cups.
Absolutely.
Even though the chocolate melts on the bottom for no fucking reason.
Yeah,
it's
that's
the
weird.
Weakest.
It pulls off.
Bitch made chocolate of all of the candy bars. That chocolate melts. You barely touch it. It just. Blah,
blah. It's like they're. It's insane. You got it. Those are for. Roy, I don't know if this ever happens to you on The Daily Show, but on The Late Late Show, anytime we would mention candy in the monologue or anything like that, we had people, and maybe because you guys have a journalistic integrity, you couldn't do this, but they would just send us boxes of fresh candy. So we would get fresh Reese's, fresh like Twizzlers, all this fresh stuff, like off the factory floor, they would send it to us. And it was so fucking delicious.
No.
You got it. Work those
I
angles.
I said something about Mountain Dew and hot sauce, and they sent me their sample Baja Blast hot sauce.
You did not get some of that. I was trying so hard on the internet to get it. I entered like five different sweepstakes lotteries
glad
to get it.
You lost. I respect both of those items individually, but collectively, Mountain Dew and hot sauce should never fucking have a baby.
Sean would drink that on ice. I guarantee
would drink
it.
A glass of it. A glass of it.
We want to hear your candy bar picks. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the, Roy, where can people see you on tour? I'm sorry about that.
My name is Roy, .com, or put an @ in front and you'll find me. We're touring coast to coast, coming up Seattle and Tucson before the end of the year.
Fantastic. Go see Roy Wood Jr. in Seattle, in Tucson. We shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon, the AFE Shislackity, the AFE subreddit. Shout out to super producer Isaac Lee on the ones and twos. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Haji B. Shout out to Sid the Dude. And more important than all that, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shislackity!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.